Hello. Is this Lavella?
Who's calling?
My name is Tony from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. Now, the election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are they almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you don't think you're going to vote.
Yes, I am voting.
In the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you're going to vote for those offices?
I will vote.
If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what year were you born?
1944.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Do you consider yourself white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Generally speaking, do you think Fresno County is going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, let me read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Public safety and crime, homelessness, water policy, jobs and wages, parental rights in education, housing, affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living.
Probably cost of living.
Cost of living, okay. Now let me read to you the names of some public figures, and please rate if you have a favorable opinion or not favorable opinion about them. Okay? Let me read the first name. If you've never heard of them, just let me know, okay? Gavin Newsom.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
What are the options?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very
somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. What about Paul Dictos?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Gary Bredefeld?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And is Steve Brandow?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, so you never heard of him?
What's the name again?
Steve Brandow.
No, I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Thinking about the March primary election if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dicto, CPA, Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor, Businessman, Gary Bradfeld, Businessman Council Member, for whom would you decide to vote?
Between Dick Dose and Bradfeld.
Okay. So you'll be between both of them, correct?
I'll be, yes.
Okay. So can I put you as undecided? Or which one do you think that you would...
I think Paul Dick Dose. I would vote
Paul Dick Dose. Okay. How certain are you that you would vote for Paul Dictos, CPA, Assessor Recorder? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm not sure who he is. I'm sorry.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Let me read the first one. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would that statement or description make you much more likely to vote for that type of candidate, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that type of candidate?
More likely.
More likely to vote. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly, with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would you be much more likely? Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Unlikely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for that person? Much less likely. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
More likely.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Very unlikely.
Much less likely, okay. Now, next I'm going to read to you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. Please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. Steve Brandau currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandao has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandao is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Steve Brandao for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Fair chance. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Good chance. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A good chance.
After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA, and county assessor, recorder, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Steve Brandao, county supervisor and businessman, and Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, for whom would you vote? Paul Dictos, CPA? I'm sorry?
Bredefeld.
Okay. Finally, I would like
longer,
to ask...
How much longer will this be?
Just a couple of...
I don't have any more time.
I understand. Just one more minute.
Okay, two more.
I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking about in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. And there was a four-year college?
Four-year college.
Great. Do you currently own your home? Rent?
Yes.
Your home? Okay, you own. Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. We are complete with this survey. Thank you.
Okay.
And enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.